falls into a million pieces, you'd say, that glass fell and
broke.
And you'd say, I hope I didn't
break.
Okay, and you'd say, it has
broken.
Alright. And when you're thirsty and you want something to drink, and you get it right out of the faucet, you would have what?
You would have.
Just what is it you drink? Right out of the faucet.
Oh, water.
And if you put it in a container, you have a
glass of water.
And you would say, I blank water. Regularly.
I drink water regularly.
Okay, and I just got through. I blank the.
I drank the water.
And I have.
I have drunk.
When dinner is on the table and the family is all scattered around waiting for it to be prepared, what do you say when you're ready to have the meal? Everybody
come to the table. But I was going to tell you, when we were children, a favorite way that Mother called us was, let's all gather around the board.
Gather around the board. Okay.
Gather around the board.
Uh-huh.
And I sense of, I used to wonder why she said that. But I believe it was because the long tables were made from these boards,
mm-hmm.
you know, like three big 1x12s or twos.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the long things to sit on. And this was
didn't
the term.
Have individual chairs.
No, did not have individual chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in order to get in your place, everybody better get there so they could slide down in their respective places,
mm-hmm.
and because you'd have to climb over to get in. But she would say, all right, let's all gather around the board.
What would she say if you had company, you know, the preacher was there or something in that case? Would she change her?
She'd say, come to dinner.
Come to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
She
didn't always say, come gather around the board, but it was sort of a light,
mm-hmm.
Casual expression.
You might say, won't you blank down?
Won't you sit down?
And then you say, come blank on that chair.
Sat.
And then you say, I have
sat.
If you want someone to go ahead and have a serving of something without waiting, you'd say,
Go ahead and eat. Or go ahead and serve yourself. I don't really know what you're looking for.
Well,
there.
Whatever you would say.
Help yourself.
All right. And using the verb help, you'd say, he blanked me around the ranch. Using the verb.
He helped me.
All right. And he blanked me regularly.
He helps me.
And he has
helped.
If you, if the food is going around and you don't want to have potatoes or whatever, you'd say, I don't
care for them.
What do you call food that has been heated up and is being put out the second time?
Warmed over.
Warmed over food. When you put food in your mouth and begin to move your mouth with it, what do you say? I am blank.
Chewing.
What do you call maybe you haven't heard of it, a preparation of cornmeal just mixed up with a little water or milk?
Mush.
And what, is that all there is to it as far as you know about mush? Do you do anything else to make mush?
Not to make mush, but after mush has been cooked, you stir the cornmeal into the hot milk or the hot water, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and it gets cold, it can be sliced and